You're listening to Classical IPR. Good afternoon, I'm Nancy Dineen, and today we have a guest in the studio, Dr. Michael Coonrod. He's on faculty at Interlochen Arts Academy, and this Sunday afternoon he will be the soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. Thank you for being here today, Michael.
Hello, Nancy, and everybody.
And we'll talk about this weekend's performance and this wonderful world premiere piece coming up. And that's later in the hour. We do want to get to some of your musical selections that you have chosen to share with listeners today. Some of them are recordings of you playing. And I would love it if you'd introduce a couple of these tracks for us.
Well, I'm really glad to be here and to have been to Interlochen for 43 years. I was actually a camper in 1967, right before my senior year in high school. So it means a lot for me to be at one job for my entire life. The recordings are the fruit of almost entire lifetime. Well, I'm not over yet. And these are works that I had worked on for many, many years. The first piece I think you're going to play is the Siciliano by Bach. It's a transcription from a slow movement of a flute sonata. And there's a recording I really love by Kempf, and I was always looking for that arrangement. And I found it when I was taking some German students to Lucerne, Switzerland, with our German teacher. And our son David was with me. He was 12 years old. And I found that arrangement. And then we came home, and he liked it, and he wanted me to teach it to him. So I did that, but I also learned it myself. And it's just a very touching, beautiful piece. It reminds me a lot of the Jesu Joy of Ours Desiring, the same kind of pulsation. And the second piece is by Rachmaninoff, the Prelude in D major. It's just a stunningly heavenly piece that I've heard several artists play, and I fell in love with it, and I have many thoughts of how I'd like to have it played. Of course, there's many ways to do it, but I'm proud of the way I'm doing it, and I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
Sergei Rachmaninoff's Prelude in D Major, Opus 23, Number 4. And before that, Siciliano in G Minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. And that was originally from a flute sonata. Michael Coonrod, the pianist, is who you heard on those recordings, and he is our guest in studio today. He is the soloist with the Travers Symphony Orchestra this Sunday afternoon. Michael, this is a new work. It's a world premiere that people can hear when they go to the concert or listen on the radio by Kenji Bunch. Can you tell us about the concerto?
It is a work that everybody, I think, will like. I knew this composer when my wife and I taught at Maple Mount Music Festival 2 decades ago. Kenji Bunch was the artist in residence, and I liked his music very much. When I had my accident with my hand, I had the wonderful fortune of having colleagues and friends from all over the country and other countries donate thousands of dollars for me to commission a new work. It was a brilliant idea by my colleague Susan Day to bring out a new work for me, but also after I perform it for the first time, it's open to anybody. What a wonderful gift to me to have it added to the pianist's repertoire.
Now, it is a concerto for piano left hand, and as you mentioned your injury, you injured your right hand, so this was...
Yes, I would not have had this opportunity if I didn't have any kind of an accident. So there's lemonade and lemons. I'm very grateful that it didn't happen to one of my students. I was taking a hike with my students. I was over a barbed wire fence, and I don't want to get into the details, but I was glad that it happened to me. I'm 68 years old now. I have 3 recordings. I have a wonderful family. I've done a lot professionally, but it would have killed me to have had that happen to a student. I'm really grateful it happened to my 4th finger, because that's the one that's expendable. If God said you're going to lose a finger, I'd say, please take the 4th. If I had lost the thumb or a 5th finger or any other digit, it would have been a much bigger deal.
I have heard you play since and playing with both hands, but this is particularly a virtuosic composition for piano left hand by Kenji mm-hmm. Bunch.
So it's a very attractive piece. I think everybody will really enjoy it. It's lyrical, it's exciting, it's entertaining. It has the kind of rhythmic energy that Bernstein's music has. So coming to fruition this Sunday, it's going to be a very exciting event.
It sure is. And that's with the Travers Symphony Orchestra, 3:00 Sunday afternoon in Corson Auditorium. Next, a movement of the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1. And Michael, who is your favorite soloist for this?
Leon Fleischer. Well, there's so many. I mean, but I grew up with this Leon Fleischer recording that he used when he won that famous competition. So that's the kind of benchmark that I have for it.
So here we'll listen to it right
okay,
now.
Okay.
That was the second movement of Johannes Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 1. Leon Fleischer was the soloist performing with the Cleveland Orchestra conducted by George Sell. This is Music at Midday. I'm Nancy Dineen here with Michael Coonrod. He is our guest in the studio today, and Michael will be the soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this Sunday afternoon. Michael, I am anxious to hear this next piece of music that you've chosen. Can you tell us about the Schubert?
Well, I suppose if you'd press me to a corner and say, what's my favorite composer? I don't know if I could answer, but all I can say is I keep coming back to Schubert's music. This quintet has two cellos in it. It's so very lyrical. Most of Schubert's beauty lies in his lyricism because he is the composer of the lead. Over 500 art songs. So you can hear that in this work. Not just that, but the harmonic relationships that are so luscious and unusual are in this work. Thank you.
music from the String Quintet by Franz Schubert, chosen for you this afternoon by Michael Coonrod, the soloist with the Travers Symphony Orchestra this weekend. So you get to have a peek into the mind of the soloist that you can hear either in the concert hall, that's Corson Auditorium, Sunday at 3, or here on Interlochen Public Radio, live, Sunday, 3 o'clock. Michael, we just heard music of Schubert, and you have explained how you've studied his music in depth. And next, we have an example of your being influenced by studying the string music of Schubert, because we'll hear you play a piano selection by Schubert next.
Well, this is the last sonata he wrote. It's a sonata in B-flat major. It seems to be the sonata that everybody over the age of 60 wants to play, because it's the epitome of Schubert's compositional career. And I've chosen the slow movement. It's in C-sharp minor. I just can't describe it in words, except I say, how can anything be so beautiful? Thank you.
Andante Sostenuto, yes, from the Sonata in B-flat Major, music of Franz Schubert, performed by Michael Coonrod. And Michael, I have to ask you, before we heard that recording, your recording of the Schubert, you mentioned that that piece is something that a mature player, players say over 60, really want to get their hands on and want to play. Can you explain that concept?
It's not that people under the age of 60 can't play certain very mature pieces. I was 57 years old when I played that, so I beat the 60 benchmark by 3. But it is a good idea for young people to start with the earlier works and work up to the big monumental pieces. But people who are elderly, who just want to pick and choose the pieces that they're their favorites, usually boils down to the B-flat Sonata of Schubert.
I just love the pieces you've chosen. They're beautiful, lush, lyrical pieces. And I know you've brought a real lively piece of music to round out our hour.
When I hear this symphony by Brahms, number 2, if it's the last movement and I'm driving the car, I have to pull over because I can't focus on driving and hear this piece at the same time.
How wonderful a testament to any piece of music that you would have to pull over because it's that compelling. the finale from the Symphony No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. Herbert von Karajan conducted the Berlin Philharmonic. Michael Coonrod has chosen the music this hour. He is our co-host for Music at Midday. Michael, we know it's a busy week for you coming up this Sunday. Michael is soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra.
And I wanted to say that I'm very, very grateful for those donors who provided the funds for this concerto, because it's not cheap to commission large-scale work. And I'm just grateful that I have had this opportunity to perform with the orchestra and to commission this and a few other pieces for Left Hand Alone. So thank you, everybody.
Michael, we can hardly wait.
Well, I hope you're there, and it's going to be a very exciting event.
Thanks for being our co-host today, and thank you for choosing such beautiful music.
The composers wrote it, and we love it.
Remember, that's the Traverse Symphony Orchestra with piano soloist Michael Coonrod, the Concerto for Piano Left Hand by Kenji Bunch, and the composer will be there at the world premiere. It's this Sunday. For ticket information, traversesymphony.org. You also have the option to listen on Classical IPR. We'll be broadcasting live.